You know, today, first of all, I wanted to say to you something about our leaders here, because it happened to teach about the revelation. And in the internet also. And you must know, you know, the Orthodox liturgy is a copy of the liturgy of heaven, which is happening always. If you see, you know, in heavens, you know, the Lamb and everybody is offering the word to the Father, and they fall down and offer everything to the Lamb and to the Father. And this is exactly what we do.
那所以如果你看启示录的话，你会看到一个羔羊被杀的羔羊，还有所有的东西，那宇宙万物都卸下，献给谁呢？献给天父。那所有的都礼拜，跪拜在这个祭坛前。那这就是我们现在所要。
In our songs, when we say you are holy and you are worthy and this and this, it's not because some writer, you know, had just a good poetic movement. It's the words that they are in the revelation that all the universe say to God, yes, it is prophet and right to offer to you. And I say this because many people say, well, there is something so boring, the same and the same and the same. But you know, here in our small place, and in every place where there is an Orthodox liturgy, it is actually to see the revelation. 那如果你去这个分辨教会，在不管哪一个国家的圣经里面都是一样，这个是正规的这个教义里面，在这个基础的圣经。The second thing, you know, before I say for the gospel, I want to say a few things about the apostles today. Now我在讲这个福音书之前，我要讲这个福音书。Because you see, the apostle says it was this young girl who was, you know, behind Apostle Paul, and Jesus to say, these people are from God, and follow them. But Apostle Paul did something very strange. He stopped her, and he took out, cast out the demon, who was saying the truth.
那这个保罗做了一个很奇怪的事情，就是这个会行巫术的女人，那她宣扬说保罗他是从神来的，那这个保罗去制止他，让他这个魔鬼脱离了他。
Somebody could say, well, Lisa, you know, she's promoting you, right?
那有些人说，为什么要制止他呢？因为他虽然是被魔鬼附身，但是他大声喊叫说：“哦，你是从神出来的，反而帮你宣扬真理。”But actually, you know, we shouldn't understand.
The devil never, the church never accepted preaching of the devil.
那我们知道，在教会中，我们在传扬这个福音的时候，绝对这个福音不是出自于这个撒旦的手。
And it is a very bad practice. Now, for the Bible, that some people, you know, they make exorcism like a public, people gather and say, now I will cast out the demon. And many people come and see and say, wow, the demon come out, you know. And this is considered to be a proof of Christianity. It's not.
那有一些就是在传福音的这个大会里，我们可以看到他召集人聚集很多人来，那他们会驱魔，然后驱魔他们会大声喊叫，将这些魔鬼驱逐出去，就说你看证明就是从神来的力量，事实上他们这样子做是不对的。
我 The devil only wants to give. Just give, but he does not exist.
他对于魔鬼附身或者是有魔鬼缠绕这些人，我们首先的就是把这个魔鬼驱离出去，但是不要引起众人一起来围观，来把这个注意力焦点放在你身上。
This is why I once more say, I say I know some people even they record, you know, and this and a copy or a video. So you see, the demon says this, very very bad. Not never do this.
我们看到有些人会去上这个网站收集这个魔鬼附身的，或是录音，然后这些做这种事情，实在是非常严重的错误。Naturally,
sometimes, you know, evil, because psychologically, you know, they are not strong. They see, you know, the people who shout in this, and then they started to imitate them. And now they say, oh, you see, the devil entered to him. It's not the devil, naturally. The person is just very weak psychologically and in his face.
那我们知道，有一些人他在心理上他就比较脆弱的。那有时候听到这个被魔鬼附身的人在那边大喊大叫，然后引发他自己内心的恐惧，然后让这个恐惧发出来的时候，他自己也在大喊大叫。那有些人就说，你看这个鬼又跳到这个人身上，附在他的身上，事实上不是这样。
Who every Sunday afternoon say, I will have exorcism in this church. And many people are going, you know. And people started shouting and this. And the church punished people. Because it's very wrong.
那在希腊也有这个驱魔的仪式，那有很多人会跑来凑热闹来看，那有些人就会在那边鬼叫鬼叫，然后就会被受到教会的谴责，就谴责他们这样的错误的行动。
Of course, we have exorcism, yes, but this is, you know, very private. I mean, the person who is the priest, you know, this, or maybe his family is something, you know, to help him, not the public, you know.
Now,
about the gospel today, also, you know, this person who was born blind, he had no eyes.
那今天要讲到这个福音所讲到的，有一个人生下来他就是瞎眼的，可是他这个瞎眼，他是不一样的瞎眼，他是连眼球都没有。And
what Jesus Christ did, you know, was something very clever and crazy. I mean, because if I put your eyes here, as it does, you will lose your eyes,
right?
But Jesus did this twice to repeat what he did in paradise.
那他这样子做，就是在这个伊甸园他所做的。
God says, you know, he took the dust and he spit out, and you know, from this dust he created a human being.
那我们知道这个亚当是从泥土所造的。
And who is this who did this?
那是谁创造这个亚当的呢？
The Son of God.
就是圣子。
You know, the Father creates, the Holy Trinity is a unity, okay? The Father decides. The Son creates in the Holy Spirit.
那我们知道，这个三位一体它是和谐的、互相合作的，这个父亲策划，然后儿子来创造，在这个圣灵中创造。
So the Son of God took, you know, the dust in some, you know, pieces, saliva, and he created human beings. Now he is doing it the same, not so big, you know, he puts eyes. And actually, somebody would say, why should you not say, you have eyes, of course.
it was hit at once.
那有些人说可能这个他会从不直接跟他讲说长出点球，那他立刻就长出，为什么还要用这么麻烦的这个程序呢？Because it was a little bit fenced to the face of the person.
那这个是在测试这个人他的信仰信心。
Because you know, he said to this person, he put the saliva here, and then he said, go to the pool and put water, and then you will see.
那他就说把这个泥跟这个唾液混在一起，然后他就涂抹在他的衣服上，然后他就跟这个虾子说，你去西罗亚这个池子洗一洗。
Somebody will say, are you crazy? You know, you put to me to destroy everything I have, and then you think that if I put water, I see?
那有些人说，你疯了吗？你弄这口水跟这个泥巴这么脏的东西，弄在我的眼睛里，然后反而更糟糕。难道去这个池子洗一洗就会好了吗？
But you know, the person was very calm. He said, okay, I go. He had some small faith. He did not react. He trusted the truck.
所以我们可以看到这个本来就瞎眼的，他就有一点信心，让他就相信了，就去这个池子。
And you know, every miracle many times asks also our small contribution, not big, but small faith.
那我们知道，所有的神迹奇事都希望我们贡献一点什么呢？就是一点点小的信心。For
example, we say, God, help me. You know, my job is in danger, my studies or my marriage. You know, God will help you, but you must do a little bit also, something.
那你可能跟上帝祷告说，上帝帮帮我啊，帮帮我，我这个工作可能会有危机啊，可能会失业啊，我这个考试啊考得不好啊，还有很多状况。但是你要跨出那个信心的一小步吧。If
you, for example, say, God help me, I mean, for the job, but you don't try to find the job, right? I mean, don't think that somebody will call you and say, I want you because yesterday I saw you in my dreams, you know. Of course not.
所以如果你也祷告跟上帝说，上帝啊，我工作我找不到工作，我希望有一份好的工作。你千万不要想说有一个人愿意会打电话来说，哎，我们想要请你来我们的公司做事，因为我有一天梦到你，然后你要请求，所以你就会实现了，这是不可能的。So
God, you know, is always not forcing our freedom. He used, of course, he wants to help us. He also wants our freedom. Because if not, you know, I mean, it's like forcing us.
那我们知道上帝当然是要帮助我们，但是要我们自由的意愿来接受，来行使一些。For
example, what God is doing in this 95%, right? Because he did all these things. The 5% missing was this person to accept and go to the water and do a crazy action. Say, okay, I will do it. And suddenly it was solved.
所以我们知道，耶稣帮这个本来就瞎眼的人，他医治了95%，那个5%就是他跨出他信心的那5%。如果他愿意来信耶稣的话，就得医治了。
But this person, you know, he saw, but he did not know anything about Jesus Christ, because you know many people there, and Jesus Christ went away, so he had his sight, but he. His heart was still blind.
那我们知道他的眼睛被医治了，后来他可以看到。但是之前是谁医治他的，他不知道。他的心里还是麻木的、瞎的。But
he was a good person.
但是他是一位好的人。Honest
person.
诚实的人。
Because you know the Pharisees and the other people saw the great miracle. The miracle was great because they were no eyes. Suddenly appear eyes, you know. So. Very impressive.
所以我们知道法利赛人他们看到这是非常大的奇迹。 因为从来没有医治生来就瞎的人，而且他是没有眼珠，突然又长出眼珠来。
So they called him and they said, "Who are you?"
那他们就把他叫过来说，到底是谁医治了你？
And he said, "Well, somebody told me to do this."
那他就说有一个不知道是谁，他就叫我这样子，照他的方法来做。
And they called his father.
那他们就把这个瞎子的父母亲找来。
Who probably, you know, they hear who was, but these parents, you know, were not good parents.Because instead to say the truth, they feel and say, we don't know. Yes, our son was blind. Now, who you know, is your kid asking. We don't want to have any responsibility. So
we know his mother is not a good mother. Because he knows the truth of the situation, but he doesn't dare to say it. He says, my son is blind, but who is healing him? You ask him, because he is a good mother.
And actually, you know, these people, how to say, they were afraid that the Jews, they would throw them out of the tent. This was a punishment. It's like to say, you are forbidden to enter the tent.
那他们为什么惧怕呢？因为他们怕这些犹太人、这些法利赛人把他们赶出圣殿。因为赶出圣殿的话，他不能来敬拜赞美神的话，这是一个很大的惩罚。
The Jewish temple, you know, it's not like the church today. For many Christians, for many people, it's proud that they are atheists and they don't come to the church. Or even they try to destroy the church.
那个圣殿的时候，并不是像今日的圣殿。那能去这个教会的话，他们是一个很大的荣耀。那有一些是无神论的，他只要能来破坏教会的话，他们就会感到非常高兴。
But, you know, for the Jewish, to be a Jewish,have the right to go to the temple, so it was the worst punishment is to say to you, go out of the temple, it was terrible.
那对于这个犹太人跟犹太人，他们要去这个圣殿来敬拜赞美神。如果这个犹太人被赶出这个圣殿，对他们是一个很大的惩罚。
So you know, little by little, this they call again this person, and this person stick on the truth.He said, well, this person made me well, he must be a prophet.
那这个瞎子就讲说，他们又在问他说，到底谁医治你？那他们就他就说，某一位医治我，那一位一定是一位先知。
So they throw him out.
那他们就把他赶出这个圣殿。
And because you know Jesus saw that he was a man of truth, honest person.He appeared to him again. He followed.
那耶稣看到这一个人，他是一个诚实的人，遵从真理的人。那耶稣又在他面前出现了。
He thought, "Do you believe the Son of Man?"
那他说，你相信人子吗
？He said, "I don't know who he is." No.
他说我不知道人子是谁。
And when Jesus told him that he was, and he accepted him with very great gratitude.
那耶稣说跟你讲话的那一位就是了，那他听到他就是跪下来敬拜赞美他。
So you see, you know that this person now has two levels. The one level is to see the heavenly side. The second and greater level, because he was honest, he saw also the side of God, the Son of God, and he accepted him.
那我们可以看到这个人他有两个层次的境界，第一个他的眼睛看得见了，那第二个我们可以看到他是一个诚实的人，那他认识了这个神，然后他来敬拜赞美神。
This is happening to us, right? Many times, you know, it's difficult to believe. It's difficult, and this is not bad that we have difficulty.
那有时候下来相信是很难，但是有这种困难处，并不是一件坏处。
But is you know not to be honest to ourselves.
但是最糟糕就是对自己不诚实。
And to try to do something, to do it right.
那如果我们要做事的话，就做正确的方式。
For example, you cannot say, "Well, I'm a Christian. Look at it, not so."Don't do it a lot. Okay, go to the church in case that there is something after.
那就说我是一个基督徒，不要那么火热，反正有来就好了，啊，有来有点到为止就好了。万一真的有这个神的存在，那我还有有参与一些。
Because if you do this, you will do the same thing for your family, for the person that you love, for even angel.
如果你是这样态度来敬拜赞美神，那我可以讲，在你的家里，你也是这种态度，在你的工作也是。
I left last, you know, the question of the Jewish people, the Jewish, the disciples, when they saw this person, from his birth, not his birth.
那我们知道这个人是从一生出来就瞎眼，他是没有眼睛的。
So the apostle said, this person, why he has this disability, he is born.
那他说为什么他生来就是有这样子的缺失呢？
Is it because he is sinner or his family is sinner? Yes.
那他就说，是因为这个人他就是罪人，所以他生来就是瞎子，还是他父母亲或是他的家人是有这样罪人，那所以他导致他这样子的结果。
And this, you know, is a very deep question about the why.The pain.
那有时候我们常常会问我们自己有一些痛苦疾病，他说为什么为什么
？Actually, you know, we can take some pain if we make it low.
如果你把这些痛苦跟他讲一个逻辑性的事情，那他可以接受。
And actually, especially Chinese people, you know.They have an easy answer to this.
那特别是中国人、台湾人有一个很简单的答案来解说这一点。
They say, for example, a kid is born with disability because his family, somebody, you know, father, maybe mother, father, grandfather, has a sin, so now he pays in his life.
那中国人就讲到那个因果关系，说如果你生了一个残障的小孩，就说啊，可能是你。
Or the kid in the previous life.
都是这个小孩他的上一辈子。
Because they believe, you know, to the reincarnation.
因为他们相信这个轮回。
But actually, you know, this is a very simplistic theory, very simple theory.
那其实这是一个很简单的理论。
Jesus Christ says something different.He said, you know, that this is that the glory of God will appear in his consciousness.
那他说，因为这样的缺陷是神要在他身上来彰显神的荣耀。
And you know, so he would say, this person suffers because God wants to show up.
那你就说哦，原来是某些残障的人，上帝就是要在他身上显现他的能力，他的伟大吗
？But actually, you know, see this person, not only the miracle that appeared, but he becomes a very strong person after in the face. He becomes a saint.
那我们知道这个人不单是得到神的医治，那他在他的信心上得到很大的成长。
And actually, you know, so he did not really lose anything. He just, you know, had a very great, let's say, gift of God.
那我们知道这个人其实他并没有损失什么，他还得到人很大的恩典。
A very big experience that made a number of people born.
他很大的神奇的经历，并不是一般人有这样子的经历。
And I would say something more, you know, about the meaning of pain.
那我要讲更多一点有关于这个生命中的痛苦。
The pain, you know, it is something that it is necessary because we are created.
那生命中的痛苦这是一个必经的过程，因为我们是被创造出来的。
Jesus Christ promised to us, you know, if you want to be Christian.You will take a cross.
那耶稣基督告诉我们说，如果你要成为基督徒，你就要背起你的十字架。
And the cross, you know, somebody in China, I have talked to you in the internet. He said, "Oh, the cross is not painful; it's not glory."
It is very painful.
那因为在这个网络上，我见一个大陆的人。 那他跟我刚刚讲说要背几个十字架，然后十字架这个是很轻松的嘛，就是神的荣耀，没有什么痛苦。那这背起十字架一定要痛苦。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because we are born as individuals.
因为我们生出来就是独自的个体。
And the cross is the king of individuality.
那这个十字架就是把这个独自的个体来医治。
And then, when I die as an individual, I can be united.
当这个独自的个体死亡之后，我们才能跟这个肢体中结合。
This is the meaning today.
那这就是痛苦的意思。
And now, the Son of God feels the pain on the cross.
那我们知道，圣子在十字架上也感受到这样的痛苦。
Of course, not the essence of God. God is the essence of God. Not suffering.
当然不是说神的本质感到痛苦，神的本质是不会感到痛苦的。
But who was on the cross?
那就是谁在十字架上呢？
The Son of God.
那就是圣子，神上帝。
God, you know, feel the pain.
那他感到痛苦。
And if the Son of God, you know, feel the pain and has with him, feel today.
那甚至感到痛苦，那直到今日。
The pain for all of us.
那这个痛苦是为所有的宇宙万物、所有人类都感到痛苦。
And feeling the pain of me, you, it takes in him and he suffers in him how much we can take a little bit of his pain.
那他感受到我的痛苦。 你们的痛苦，全体的痛苦，那他要我们来尝试，来体会到这一点点痛苦。
If somebody suffers, we can say sometimes it is a gift that he participates to the pain of the world.
当我们有这样子的痛苦的时候，我们要来感谢神，因为我们体会到其他人的痛苦。
And this is how he must pay. You must face the pain.
那当然，你还是要面对这样子的痛苦。
Not to say why me, God. You know why not the other?
那不要跟上帝说为什么是我，为什么是我，为什么这件事情不发生在别人身上呢？
The Buddhist understand this a little bit. They have to push, you know, does not go to paradise to take the pain of the world.
那他们这个佛教徒他有这种观念，就是说让这个痛苦不要再回到世上。Christian
must be like this and more. Right?
那基督徒应该也要有这样子，但是这个超越这样的想法。The
Son of God is the one who takes the sins and the pain of the world on him.
那我们知道，圣子就是这个羔羊，他是这个代罪的羔羊，把所有的痛苦都揽在他身上。那每个基督徒都是一位小的耶稣基督。So,
just I wanted to say this today to understand, because this poor man, you know, was born. Some of you say, you see, injustice. There is no justice of this world. This baby was born without eyes. But see, you know.
那我们可以看到这个生来就瞎的人，那有些人说，你看这世界上本来就不公平，有的人有那么倒霉，一生来就瞎了呢。那我们看到神在这个人身上，他是有计划的。
Think about it, okay? May,